We're rolling.
Dude.
Our favorite intro take. We don't say
You were excited to wear those sunglasses today, weren't you? You woke up thinking, oh, I'm going to be outside shooting.
I didn't know what I was wearing.
How can I look sick? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I like that.
This mic. Just clip it on. Clip her on. So we're at City Park. You want to know what's
They look good on you, though.
I appreciate it.
I feel like you could fly a jet. You know?
Well, you don't know what's funny about us being here?
What?
City Park. One of the first pod clips we ever did was talking about the City Park burger.
I just had one.
I can confirm for the viewers. 10 out of 10. It's unreal.
Dude.
It is unreal.
It really is. No kidding. As advertised.
That's sick. Well, we like to start the pod always updating relevancy on the Northwest Arkansas real estate market. There's been a lot happened since we last touched base. A lot of it was what we had started with predicting last time. You'd predicted a lot of the interest rate fall.
Oh, and, we sure did, didn't we? Yeah.
So can you explain that real quick just for the average viewer?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember when we last recorded.
It was at the Ledger.
It was in July.
It was.
Okay. So that was before the Feds dropped the rate by half a point. Yeah. A lot of the long-term interest rates have been baked in. And we talked a little bit about that prior to that drop. Although we didn't think it was going to be a half point. We really thought it was going to be a quarter point. They dropped it a half a point. Rates went down a few days after. They actually went up the day of, which was bizarre, and then went down, and then now they're hovering around 6.1, 6.2, somewhere around in there.
So the mortgage rates, explain that to me, because it's kind of confusing. I saw you text me that. So the mortgage rates are independent from the Fed rate?
They are.
Wow.
They're independent, although they are swayed or dictated by the federal funds rate.
Okay.
But nonetheless, they're their own animal.
So it doesn't always mean that as soon as a Fed rate cuts or raises, that the mortgage rates will
be That's right. Same. That's okay. Right. Yeah.
Is it pretty unprecedented, though, to see contrast like that? See one go up and the other goes down?
Yeah. That's a fair statement. Okay. Normally, when the funds rate drops, mortgage rates don't go up.
Okay.
So that was just kind of an anomaly.
Yeah.
They generally, you just got to look at it as a trend. So if you look in 6 months' time what the Fed rate is, and then the forecast if they're going to go down or up, like it just kind of all trends.
Okay.
But it's not as reactive as what many people think. Many people think, well, they lowered the rate, so they lowered mortgage rates. That's not true. But when you look at it from a 6 months historical perspective, they will trend in up and down swings.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to plug us a little bit for our pod. We never do that. But so this, if you're listening to this podcast on Spotify or Apple or anything, I definitely think this is probably one people will want to view. So go over to YouTube. You can watch the full thing. There'll be a bunch of different faces. It'll be a good way for people to get to know the people who work and call your Associates and run the company.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that's awesome. I have to get RG in here. They've always heard.
Oh,
her.
We need to get RG. Let's get as many people as we can in here today.
I agree.
Stack it up, bro.
That's the plan. Okay. I guess next thing we kind of need to get into super quick. So we are 15. Or golly, we're 12 days away from the summit, CNA summit. So, super excited about that.
The summit, the CNA summit, has become a bigger deal than what I even thought it would. I think that the public has this desire to get around other like-minded people, not strictly just to hang out, but to add value to their own lives and the people around them, and then to be able to share different perspectives and different ideas while adding information and knowledge and value kind of all at the same time. And I think that because of social media, your generation, Generation Z, and probably millennials as well, with the social media world, a lot of people are independently doing side hustles or independently working from home after COVID and with technology. And so there is this yearning for other like-minded people to be around and share value and share knowledge and share information. And so I think you're going to see more and more interest in these type of conferences, these type of events.
I agree.
I think it's really a cool thing that's going on. It's not a phenomenon, but it's a neat thing going on with the younger generation.
Yeah.
And to have an experience. So this conference is going to be very much experiential. You'll see what I mean once you're there. Well, of course you will, because you're doing it all.
Yeah.
But people that may come. And we've already had 350 people register, which means we'll probably have how many you think?
I think it's easy to say we'll have 100 people show up that aren't registered.
Mm-hmm.
I think we'll easily get 50 more registrations last minute. So I think we're looking at a 500-person conference.
500. It's really going to be valuable.
I agree.
It really is. We got Jordan Wright, who is such an entrepreneur. But more so than an entrepreneur, he is a conserver of quality. He has built his brand on protecting quality.
Mm-hmm.
If you've ever eaten any of his barbecue or beans or green beans or potato salad, anything, it is just of the highest quality. So he's going to talk a little bit about that. Graham Cobb is an activator. He brings people together. He started because Bentonville as the CEO of the Chamber of Commerce in Bentonville. Did a phenomenal job. And then you got Nelson Peacock, straight out of McCroy, Woodrow County guy. He worked with President Obama, done some big things, and now he's the president of NWA Council, which they are a force behind the curtain in Northwest Arkansas. A lot of people don't know that.
Yep.
They know how to get things done, and they're on the forefront of everything going on. They're very big picture. They're bringing opportunities here. They're creating relocation opportunities for people outside of here. Then, Mervin. And Mervin is our guy. You know what I mean? He's a Northwest Arkansas guy. And I love him because he's young, he's energetic, he's an economist, but he's funny. Legitimately a funny dude. And he's on his game. He knows the numbers probably better than anybody in Northwest Arkansas. So he's going to be talking. And so we've really got an all-star lineup.
Oh, yeah. And there's a few more, too. I mean,
there's a few more, too.
It's going to be for real very valuable for people.
I know.
Not to mention the networking and connections that'll be available. It's not just going to be real estate agents. It's not just going to be business professionals. It's going to be Northwest Arkansas natives.
That's right. And so, we got vendors.
Yeah.
We got booths.
It's going to be awesome.
Sponsors.
It's cool. It's at a really cool venue. It's going to have a sick LED board. I'm so excited. I'm excited to see what this kind of brings.
Me too.
And it's so cool to have speakers who not only are high-level professionals. I mean, you talked about Jordan Wright. Jordan Wright has one of the biggest barbecue brands in the nation.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, number one on Yelp, if you search barbecue,
yeah.
Jordan Wright, anywhere, number one. He's selling sauces in Walmarts and Sam's Club. And
yeah.
I mean, you've got a guy like that. You've got economists. You have people who the University of Arkansas trusts. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's going to be an impressive lineup. But the coolest part, too, is they're not just professionals. They're locals.
That's right.
They know what this community means to them.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
It's going to be awesome.
So we're all going to come together. You know, we're all super, super united and interconnected. And ServPro has a place in Collier & Associates. Lenders Title has a place in ServPro. Like Nabholz, I'm thinking of some of our sponsors. Momentum Loans, like all of us are very much interconnected. And so when you get 500 business leaders together in a room to share information and value, only good things happen.
Absolutely.
And so people want to be a part of this story.
Yeah.
Thursday, October the 17th, you can be. It's not too late to register. Now, registration does close before the event.
Yep.
So people need to go ahead and get on there. I don't remember when, but it's like maybe even, it's before the event.
Yeah, I think it's Riley can help.
Okay.
Answer that question, but yeah, I'm super excited for that. We've got some really good agents teed up for today.
Yeah.
Some good professionals. What are you most excited for today's podcast?
Today?
Yeah.
Just to let some of our agents' personalities come through.
Yeah.
We have just some awesome people of all different backgrounds. And I always say, I want to celebrate people's differences. You know what I mean? I want to meet people where they are. I want to figure out how the firm and the brokerage can support people at the level they want to be supported for their highest quality of life. Not necessarily get in line and here's how you make the brokerage enough money. And so in a way to do that is to understand who you're working with.
Yeah.
And so all of our agents are just some of the best people. And I know all of them. I know all of their history and everything. And so I'm excited to sit down with a few people and share that with whoever else is watching. Yeah. You know? Why don't you introduce us to you, to yourself? Tell us who you are.
To myself?
Yeah.
Well, my name is Cassie Haley, but it used to be Cassie Self. So depending on what decade of life I was in, you might know me as Cassie Self or Cassie Haley.
I think I've seen on your actress profile, and maybe it says Self.
It is Self. That is true. Mm-hmm. I started doing my acting work under Cassie Self, so it's just stayed there.
Can you hear her? You can?
Yeah, you can.
I'm a light talker.
I'm a light talker?
Now you're doing good.
I can project, gentlemen. I'm from the theater. You just tell me what you need, if you need me to be louder, but...
No, this is great.
Okay.
I remember whenever we met. Do you remember where we met the first time?
We were at a restaurant in Rogers.
It was freaking Chick-fil-A. You don't remember
It was
that?
A restaurant.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. It was at Chick-fil-A.
I was being kind.
Yeah, it was at Chick-fil-A.
I mean, yeah, it was at Chick-fil-A.
Which is calm. I love Chick-fil-A.
Absolutely.
There's always good energy at Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, it was the one in Rogers. It was the brand new one at the time. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a long time ago.
I mean, when you got that many people in a close proximity and everybody is saying, my pleasure... Good things are going to happen, you know?
It is. They train those people well in customer service. Yeah.
Good things are going to happen. And it doesn't matter if you go to one in Arizona or Fayetteville. It's all the same.
Yeah.
All the same.
My pleasure.
I love it. I like I like that being a RuPaul.
Yeah.
Really, you enjoyed serving me that much. It was pleasurable. Okay. I get down with that.
Yeah.
So you've been in a lot of movies and stuff. I remember whenever you first got licensed and we met, that's where I was going with that. Sorry.
Yes, it's okay.
That being a little bit nervous.
You were nervous?
Looked you up. Yeah, like, dude, I'm going to lunch with an actress, a famous actress, because she was on, I saw you on Greater.
Yes.
And I just remember thinking, this is really neat. And so... before we went to lunch, I think I like flossed and wore the right outfit. You know, I was ready for you.
I was very much ready. I could
tell. How did I do?
You did great.
Did I?
Well, I'm with your firm now, so.
Oh, yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
That's funny. I did, if you were in LA and you were going to meet with an actress, that wouldn't come as any surprise. Right? Because that's the industry there. That's the big industry. And if you were sitting down with somebody here that was in retail, you wouldn't think twice about it because everyone's in retail. It's just interesting. My path was just forged in a place that it didn't exist. So I guess that's maybe the only interesting part.
Well, one thing I've always really respected or acknowledged about you is your openness to life. Like, you seem to be aware and open to whatever possibilities are out there. Mm-hmm. And I think it shows when you look at your experiences that you've had in your life. And I just think that that is something that is so admirable, that as people, it's easy to want to kind of pigeonhole what our direction needs to be.
Mm-hmm.
And what I would say, sometimes we end up swimming upstream. And it seems like you are very much have this awareness to opportunity. So if an opportunity presents itself here and it aligns with your values and your personalities and what you're trying to do, then you seize it.
Uh-huh.
And you don't live your life with just too much fear and second guessing. And so I've always appreciated that about you. And whenever I look at you, the things that you've done, your career in acting, very successful, your work with nonprofits. You even worked for a large church, and then real estate, and then the Haley Boutique, the retail stuff. And all of it has just seemed to kind of come to you based off your awareness of opportunity. And again, if it met your values.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's really a cool thing, Cassie.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. I think I do attribute some of that to my early work. You used the word alignment. And back when I did corporate retreats in my early 20s, we did a lot of work on recognizing your personal mission and vision. And does that align with your company's? And if not, how do you get in a position of alignment? And so I carry that with me always with every profession or job or anything I do. And
would you have any advice for maybe the 25-year-old coming out who's a little bit unsure about what direction that he or she may be wanting to go, but very much motivated,
yeah,
you know,
sure,
and hungry?
Yes.
Would you have any kind of quick advice for that individual?
I would.
Okay. Great. I was hoping you'd say that versus just, nah.
No, first of all, don't be afraid to question everything. Like, we're conditioned at a young age from our environment and the people that we're around to go certain directions and to accomplish certain things. But there's a vast world out there, not just a true world out there, but of ways of thinking. And so the biggest trap is getting stuck in a fixed mindset. So definitely question everything, explore. Travel is such an important factor to see that, you know, there's different perspectives to ways of life. And sometimes we are, you know, enclosed in our own community and our own, you know, way of doing things. So get out, explore, question everything. And then as an improv performer, I would always say yes and. Don't ever just be quick to say no. Be quick to say yes and then add to that. So
I love that.
Yeah.
Thanks for sharing that.
Those are my little
thanks for making little time.
Little bits. You bet.
Yeah. This was
I use those same things in real estate too. So yeah. It's all transferable.
Yeah. I love it. We had a game this week there.
We did. We did.
The Hogs played.
They did. They played this team I know a little
and
bit.
You're interested in the team that we beat.
Yeah.
How is that?
That's where I graduated college, at University of Tennessee.
Tennessee.
Yeah.
So that was the biggest upset that the Razorbacks have had since 1999, which was when we beat Tennessee at home and stormed the field.
Okay.
And I did read after our victory, did you read we got fined $250,000?
I think everybody does if you do that.
And you know where the money goes?
No.
To the team that you beat.
Oh,
that
nice.
$250,000 goes to Tennessee. So you had a small victory.
But don't y'all need the money to repair?
Well, we got to pay for that too.
Okay.
So there you go. Yeah, there's your silver lining. Okay. Congratulations. Your alma mater got $250,000.
Nice.
So, Brandy and I, do you remember when we met and how we met?
I think April Davis introduced
us. She sure did.
Yeah.
She introduced us. Mm-hmm. And you were at Berkshire Hathaway.
Yes.
And I remember thinking, I like this girl. I kind of like was asking April about you a lot. Like, and I think I liked you because I'm from the Delta of Arkansas.
Yeah.
And you talk country.
Yeah, I do.
And I liked that. I thought, this is the girl that is down to earth that I can get to know. And I really liked your aura, your personality, your background. But I have to admit, I had no idea what I was getting into. I had no idea. Whenever you came over, I don't remember how much you were selling, but you were doing a decent amount.
Yeah.
I mean, you were doing a decent amount. Brandy Mallard, out of 240 people in our firm, sells more real estate than any of them. And I'm going to tell you why I feel like that's the case. And here's the reason. You have this ability to bring people together. You are the ultimate activator. You make connections within Northwest Arkansas that benefits everybody in your sphere. And whenever you bring those people together that mutually benefit, then good things happen in our life.
Agreed.
And so you very much have an abundance mindset. You share information, and you're a master connector of people in Northwest Arkansas. And I think you do it naturally. I think you come by it naturally. And so one thing that I've noticed about you, I've tried to understand your success, and that is one thing that is very heir apparent, very evident, that you can recognize and understand people's gifts, abilities, background, experiences, values that they have to give, and then connect those with other people that can benefit. And it's a powerful thing. And not to mention that, you're just really good at what you do. You create opportunities, you negotiate well, your marketing is excellent, you're a true professional. And so I want you to tell us and the listeners and the viewers, what is some piece of advice that you would give somebody starting out in real estate, maybe where they have a lot of motivation, they have a lot of interest, but they really don't know how to get going. What are some advice that you can impart to those people?
I think just be a great listener and listen. Like, there's so many times I hear people that don't know, like, what their payments would be or what could be, but they need a bigger house, or they might want to do or live closer to a certain area. And just anytime I hear that, it might be 2 days later, I reach out and it's like, oh, I just heard you talking about that, and maybe we could have coffee, and then we should talk about numbers. You don't have, you know, like, you don't know how much equity you have in your home. And we just, like, start looking at, and they start getting excited, and, you know.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Most of the time, the reason that we don't take action is because we weren't listening.
Agreed.
And I totally agree with that. It's like, if you know what to listen for, then you know how to help people.
Right.
And if you don't know what to listen for, if you don't hear anything people are saying, well, how can you help them?
Agreed.
And so you reach out. Brandy Mallard, you do that with me.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll get a random text and it'll say, hey, what about this land over here? I heard you mention XYZ. And I'll think, well, I don't even remember saying that, you know?
Yeah.
And so you have that unique skill and ability.
Yeah.
A lot of it is just intention, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. All right, so you tell us and you tell the viewers, what is it about NWA that you and Ben love so much? What is it about NWA that makes this place an easy sell when it comes to relocation clients that you represent?
I definitely think the community. It's all about the community, like where you live, the families, the sports. It's just so easily, there's always 10 things to do with your family on the weekends, whether it's athletic sports or the time of year, fall, Christmas, or spring. I just think that the community here, everybody always is always inviting everybody to something. You
it is
know?
So true.
It is.
It's like, you know what I think has something to do with that? Everybody's new.
That's true.
So we've all been in the new person's shoes.
Yes.
And we're very much empathetic and welcoming to that.
That's so true.
Because it's like, yeah, well, 7 years ago, I didn't know the doctor to go to. I didn't know the concert venues. I didn't know the restaurants. I didn't know the schools, the community.
Yes. Yeah.
And so there is this kind of openness and welcoming attitude in NWA.
Yeah.
Because we're all pretty new to it.
So true. So true.
Okay, good. All right, last question for you. Okay. What is it, where do you feel like the role of a real estate agent in 2025 and beyond is going to be? How do you feel like you, Brandy Mallard, and your brand are going to best serve clients 2025 and beyond?
I think just really asking hard questions like where you want to be, if there's a certain neighborhood you want to be in or certain like location, school district, it's not always going to be about the price. If it's a house that works for you, like pay that price, because every house I sold last year has went up $100,000, you know? So, like, it's just going to go up, and especially in Rogers, you know? I definitely think so.
So, as a real estate professional, your role is to find those houses for those interested buyers.
Yeah.
And to be able to connect those houses from your sellers to interested buyers.
Yes. And build relationships with builders and developers that I know have things coming that I can reach out to and be like, I have family coming in next week. What do you have coming in the next few months? And
I think you're exactly right, Brandy. I think
can't just wait for it to hit the MLS.
I think you are exactly right. And that's what makes you the top 1% of all real estate professionals in the state of Arkansas, because you understand that concept. Yeah. If every time you have a buyer looking for a property, your go-to is only, well, I'll check the MLS. Then you're really not going to service them in the future. True. If you have a buyer that says, Brandy Mallard, I want this house in this neighborhood with this many bedrooms, they give you parameters. Well, somebody like you can go out and get it because you go out and find it, because you check Caller Connect, because you make phone calls, because you do a campaign, because you do ads, and you solicit that exact house for those buyers by taking action and creating that opportunity for that client.
Yes.
And you do that, and you do that really well. Now, you have a lot of infrastructure behind you, and your brand is powerful that you can actually do those things. But to real estate agents listening, I think the bigger point that you make a great point on is we are going to need to create our own opportunities moving forward versus just the MLS.
Yeah, and that can be just posting on your neighborhood page if you have someone looking, or asking your friend to post on theirs. I have a friend that has a buyer, you know. It doesn't have to be a whole campaign, but start somewhere, you know.
Take the action.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks for sitting down with me, Brandy Mallard, guys. One of the best in the business. Where do we start with Claudia? You have become quickly one of my favorite people.
Thank you.
I think it's because I'm kind of crazy.
A little bit.
And you let me be myself. I don't you have zero judgment in your body.
Great.
It's true.
Yeah.
You don't judge people.
I just want to have
fun.
You
accept people where they are. You celebrate their differences.
Yes.
Those are two of our values.
I know.
As a Caller agent.
I love the Caller agent values. When I was reading over that, I was like, this is so me. And it's
rare. It really is.
For a brokerage to have those values. They're very entrepreneurial values, very open, almost like coastal values, like coastal business values. And it's just nice to see that kind of openness in the heartland, so to speak. You know, I'm really, really pleased with
it. I always felt like I could have or should have grown up in Southern California.
Really?
I love it out there.
You've got that kind of slow way of speaking. I could see you on a board.
Well, so I went to rehab in San Clemente twice. And okay. I stuck around out there. Do you know where San Clemente is?
No, I don't know California.
It's in Orange County.
Okay.
And it's that whole energy. Mm-hmm. But I love it out there. Mm-hmm. You grew up by the ocean.
I sure did. Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about you and your background.
Oh, yeah. It's so different from here. You know, I've lived all over, but, you know, I still have a 305 number because I'm a Miami girl for life.
For life?
For life.
Do you have a tat that says that?
No. I'm tatless.
Really?
Yeah.
Straight out of Miami?
Straight out of Miami. No tattoos and okay. only the piercings that I got as a baby before my baptism. Okay. Good Cuban girl.
Yeah, I accept that.
Yeah.
So go ahead. Keep going.
So, Miami is a very weird place. It's a minority-majority place. So almost everybody is Hispanic. And then there are a few Americans, as we call them, you know, gringos or, you know, white people.
Yeah.
So you have to know Spanish to be there. And I lived in a part of Miami with a group of people that were very much part of that Cuban exile culture. And so my parents came from Cuba in 1960 and 1961. And there were several waves of Cubans that came. They were the first wave. And usually the first wave Cubans, they're the business owners, the ones that immediately lost when Castro came into power. So they had a real sense of wanting to win, wanting to get back what they had lost. And they initially thought that they were just going to be in Miami for a few months, but they ended up staying, you know, forever. And so they've got this sense of entrepreneurship, drive, and community. And I think that's why, like, Latins in Miami are so successful. They've got this, like, fire in them. It's a really vibrant place as a result.
And you have that in you.
I think so.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Yeah, you do. That is really cool.
Yeah.
I've never really understood that.
Mm-hmm.
There's always empirical reasons. There's always like causative reasons for people's behavior.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you recognize these trends, and then what's fun is the pleasure in finding out why.
Yeah.
And so it's like, well, why is that community so successful?
Yeah.
Well, it's because they kind of burned their ship, so to speak, mm-hmm. early on, mm-hmm. and they had to make it work.
Correct.
And then you see your parents growing up in a way that they have to make things work, so the motivation level is very high.
Correct.
And then that carries on to the next generation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you kind of have this, and then the communal thing is like, dude, we got to stick together because we're all we got.
Correct.
We're in a new country.
That's right.
So it's like you learn to rely on people, but only if you trust them.
Right.
And that comes out in business, too, which that helps them do business mm-hmm. as well.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Thank you for explaining that.
Yeah. Yeah.
How long have you lived in Fayetteville?
9 years.
Really?
Yeah. I love it. It's fantastic. And what's so funny, Stuart, is that when my husband first got, you know, we moved here because of my husband. He's an astrophysicist at the university. And so he had interviewed here and he said, okay, I really like Arkansas. And I was like, Arkansas? Like, where is that? You know, I didn't even know. It's like, just give it a chance. It's okay. So we land and the first thing I see are cows,
yeah.
you know, and I'm just like, I don't know.
A young cow. You got a great cow population. It's thriving.
It's thriving.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, just cows. Like, that's crazy. But then I'm driving through college, and there are all these little places, like little vintage shops, clothing shops, little restaurants. And I'm like, I can't explain it, but I like the energy here. It feels optimistic. It just feels optimistic here. And I was dead right. Like, you can just feel it. I compare that to some of the other places that we visited. And, I mean, you could just, oh, it was heavy.
Where did you visit?
So, Toledo, Ohio, it felt depressing. You know, I was like, yeah, I'm just not feeling this place. These houses are gorgeous and they're so cheap. I don't want to live here. You know, I can't see myself.
There's an openness to this area.
Yeah.
And again, I was talking to Brandy, I think it's because we're all pretty big.
Mm.
Like, this area went from 10,000 people, Fayetteville to 100,000 in kind of a short time.
Yeah.
So we're all in it together.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And mm-hmm. there's an openness. And then I think people can underestimate the way that geography can shape a culture's attitude.
Mm-hmm.
And I think with the lakes and streams and rivers and the beauty, and then you have the intellectual side with U of A.
Right.
That keeps people open and creative. So yeah. I can totally see that. I can see that 55.
Yeah.
I think I liked it for a lot of the same reasons as well.
Yeah.
You're an interesting person. I like being around you because you have a lot of interest and you have a very, very much an open mind and an open perspective for things.
Yeah.
And then if you see something that you, correct me if I'm wrong, but if you see something that interests you, you don't question it. Because if there's passion behind it, then it's a worthwhile pursuit.
For sure.
And you're like that.
Yeah.
And so what I see, like, native plants.
Mm.
It's like you have a passion, which I always tell people, passion is the most attractive thing in a human being.
That's great.
I think
so.
That.
I
am
so.
Attracted to, I don't care if people are passionate about scrapbook.
Right.
Or like this stone. You know, it's like
someone's in the zone. They're coming alive.
I love that. I tell my kids that. I'm like, dude, I don't give a shit what you do.
Exactly.
Whatever it is, be passionate about it.
Yeah.
And so with you, you were talking about like plants and native plants, and I'm just kind of like trying to figure out like what's going on, because this was early on.
Mm-hmm.
We talked more about that than real estate.
Yeah.
Which is calm. I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. And so I'm like, what's going on? And as I've continued to kind of like watch you and see your passion for it, it has been intriguing. And so now I see like these native plant arrangements at the office,
mm-hmm.
which people love. You wrote
so
a
fun.
Wonderful article for
Thank
NWA
you.
Look, and we can link that. And then your brand, Wild.
Yeah.
It's such a neat brand, and you are integrating your love and your passion for that with your love and your passion for real estate, with your love and your passion for people. And it's really cool to see.
That's great.
What is your website? Don't you bring all that together? I need to check it out.
Well, I'm still working on my plant website. Claudia Sells NWA is my website for real estate. But I feel really lucky in that I'm at a point in my life when I can merge my love of home and housing with my love of landscape and in a place where it feels feasible. You know, it's everything is kind of a startup around here. Everybody's starting something new, trying something new, and people are excited about it. You know, just this week I have some new landscape clients, and she's just so excited because she's like, I can see you're being thoughtful. A garden, just like a garden company, a landscape company, just comes in with their crew. Whereas, like, I kind of, where's the sun? How much sun does this get? You know, like, I just think about it. Yeah, just think about it. And I'm hoping that other people will kind of catch the bug too.
You know, I think that's what we're all trying to do is blend our pursuits and our passions.
Yeah.
Help people.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know?
Exactly.
And I think it's like just economics 101. You help enough people and there's people that feel like there's value in the help, then they're willing to pay you for it.
Yeah.
And that's pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, it really can be that simple in a lot of ways.
For any kind of business, for sure.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Any kind of business, regardless
including
of what that is.
Including real estate.
100%.
Which is so, so stressful for people to do on their own without an agent.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You've got to know so much about real estate to
briefly last thing tell me and tell the listeners and the people what have you, what do you feel like you know a real value proposition is in 2024 when it comes to hiring a real estate professional?
Yeah.
And I ask you that for a reason. And the reason is the barrier of entry to get a real estate license is too low.
Yeah.
And so therefore it has become crowded.
Yeah.
And the public needs to be educated.
Yeah.
Claudia, on where the value actually exists,
mm-hmm.
because it is not equal across the board.
Yeah.
So I want you to take 90 seconds.
Yeah.
And I want you to explain for the public exactly what I have proposed to you.
I think the main thing with an agent is that you don't, they're not there to make the decisions for you. I think a good agent is there to present options to you and potential consequences of what can happen. You know, there are so, like, the real estate transaction, it's like an if-then kind of flow chart. Things kind of, there are so many possibilities that can happen. It can be really overwhelming for a buyer or seller. I think a good agent is one who listens to clients, really understands what they're feeling, what they're going through, what's driving decisions, and allows them the space to make a decision that they feel good about. It can be very destabilizing to make huge financial decisions without any guidance. You want to know when you're making a decision, what happens then? What could happen? You know, so it's not that I'm going to just wave my magic wand and take all the stress away and everything is going to work out exactly as you want it to. That's not real.
Yeah.
It's all about, okay, this is what can happen. You like this house, so do five other people. What's your price? What is the price that you feel good about? Regardless of the outcome, you'll feel good about this decision. Yeah, that's the main thing. Yeah.
Thanks for spending some time.
Thank you.
That was fun. We did good, dude. Jody, mm-hmm. I liked you the moment I met you.
Good, I'm glad
I really did. I really did. You know, because I never know what I'm getting into when people want to meet.
Right.
You just don't never know. And remember I sat down and I really like this down to earth. And it seemed like you've had a lot of really cool life experiences. I mean, you've lived in Orlando.
I have.
In North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
You've lived in Vermont. New Hampshire.
Yeah, that's true. And something I forgot to mention.
And Fayetteville. And then you went to UNC Chapel Hill.
I did. Yeah.
And you've just got a really cool storied background.
Yes. And something I forgot to mention the first time we met is actually I grew up between here and South Africa. So
wait, what do you, what?
I know. Right.
What do you mean by that?
Mm-hmm. So my family had a business in South Africa in Pretoria.
Cape Town?
Pretoria. Mm-hmm. And then we have a family farm outside of Johannesburg.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. So my son's roommate is from Cape Town.
Oh, that's really cool. Yeah. And, beautiful area.
And she says, beautiful. So we're going to go over there and visit him.
You must.
He called me this weekend, and he goes to Arizona State.
Lucky.
And he called me this weekend. He's a lot like I am, so I can't get mad at him. But and he was like, Dad, don't be mad at me. And, of course, that always is like, how bad is it going to be?
How much is this going to cost me?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And I said, who are you talking to? And he said, well, I was trying to
think. Oh, yeah. Welcome to Fayetteville, huh?
He said, Dad, I'm in La Jolla and I've been here all week. And I'm just like, talking about, you know, I thought you'd go to school at Arizona State. So he had just kind of up and left town out there.
Well, it sounds like he's doing college right.
He is. I couldn't hardly get mad at him.
No.
I love when he has those experiences, as long as his grades are what they are.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's for.
That's awesome, Jody. So how long have you been here in Northwest Arkansas?
So I'm originally from here and then kind of grew up mm-hmm. between here, Florida, and South Africa, and then went to college in North Carolina. Came back here for my first real big girl job in sales after college. And then we went on the road for oil and gas for a little over 10 years. And I've been back full time 2.5 years now.
And do you love it?
I love it.
I mm-hmm. love it too.
Mm-hmm. We really moved back to raise our kids here.
Really?
Yeah. There's no better place to raise
how
kids.
How old are they?
11 and 5.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Yeah. And where do y'all live? Do y'all live in Rogers?
We do.
Uh-huh. Live in Rogers.
Right by Pinnacle.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, and so the things that I did know about you prior were that you have done a lot of new construction homes. So you have brokered probably 100+ new construction deals.
Yes.
And so you are not new to the game and have... as extensive of experience in new construction as anybody.
I'd say.
Yeah. And so that was interesting to me, obviously, mm-hmm. that you had that level of experience. And I'm hoping that you'll share some of what you've learned with our agents.
Sure.
Maybe do a round table or something.
Oh, I'd love that.
But what was more attractive and exciting to me was just your personality and your background and kind of your heart for people. I can tell that you're just like a kind, mm-hmm. good person. Mm-hmm. And so when I recognized that, and then I figured out that mm-hmm. you're type A,
mm-hmm.
and you want shit done the way you want it done.
Yesterday. Mm-hmm.
Then I thought, this could be a deadly combination.
That's true.
You know what? I'm always kind of thinking, mm-hmm. hey, you know, what's going on with this person? And so I thought, man, Jody Waters has as much upside potential as anybody because of that. And so that's why we wanted to do that business plan.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want you to share with the listeners and the viewers that are interested in real estate. And here's what I want you to share. I want you to share two things that potential new construction home buyers
mm-hmm.
should know, should consider, considering prior to looking at a new construction home
mm-hmm.
or just in general
okay.
if they're in consideration of a new construction home.
Sure. I'd say be informed about your builder.
Okay.
Do some research.
The builder specifically.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have the time to do that, that's why you want to hire a buyer's agent, because local buyer's agents know all the local builders. Mm-hmm. And we're very well informed about what to look for and who's doing what and what areas in which you should build, and specifically who does what well.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's really important.
Okay. So be informed not only of the brick and mortar,
mm-hmm.
but your builder.
Yes.
And you tell me if I'm wrong, but it seems to me like there's a lot of incentives to take
mm-hmm.
advantage of
mm-hmm.
if you have an awareness of them. Particularly
yes.
with maybe some financing, mm-hmm. some buy downs,
mm-hmm.
builder's credit, maybe.
Absolutely. And a lot of buyers don't, or a lot of builders don't even advertise
right.
their incentives. And so it's important to educate yourself or find an agent that knows what those incentives are.
That can be thousands of dollars. It can make a
thousands.
Huge difference.
Mm-hmm.
And what you're bringing to the table.
Absolutely.
Upon closing.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
That is right.
Okay. And so it looked like last year, Northwest Arkansas sold over 60% new construction homes mm-hmm. versus existing inventory.
That makes sense.
Does that make sense
yeah,
to you?
Yeah, with the way the area is growing.
Because we got 1,000 people moving in here every month.
Mm-hmm. Wild.
And so when you look at that percentage-wise, we got 590,000 total people. And when you got 1,000 coming in a month, percentage-wise,
mm-hmm.
that's extensive. So there's only so much existing inventory. How do we meet that demand? We got to build more houses.
Right.
But we still don't have enough inventory. We
mm-hmm.
still have not built enough houses.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel like a true specialist for new construction can give buyers an advantage in this market particular by knowing all the different neighborhoods, mm-hmm. by knowing all the details, by knowing all the incentives, and even by knowing what's coming up into the market.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So if you are interested in new construction as a buyer, what are you looking for in a real estate profession?
Someone who knows the builders in the area, someone who, if you're, especially if you're coming in from out of state, who knows the area and where to buy, right? Because we're running out of room here. So the builders are being very strategic about where they're building. And you need to know who's building in the right places so that you have a return on your money.
Absolutely. Whether that's enough infrastructure, mm-hmm. whether that's the school districts, whether the amenities are properly within range, whether, you know, you've got access to the greenway, whatever it is that you value,
mm-hmm.
Where there is new medical coming on board, mm-hmm. where there's new hiring happening versus being in less of a relevant area, your price appreciation just isn't going to exist. And so your real estate professional can understand what sub-markets are poised for the most appreciation.
What's important to you.
What's important to you, mm-hmm. and then to be able to leverage the builder,
mm-hmm.
Understanding what type of builder mm-hmm. that person needs to work with is also important in appreciation and just the value of a home.
And what lenders they're working with, what title professionals they're working with that can get you the best bang for your buck.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that makes sense. So, as a real estate professional, where do you see in 2025, where do you see the role of a real estate professional going? What does the future real estate professional look like in 2025 and beyond?
Well, specific to Northwest Arkansas,
sure.
I would say you've got to be really informed about what's going on in the area now and in the future, because people are moving in by the truckloads. And we need to let those people that are relocating to the area understand what's happening here and why we're so excited about it.
That's a really good answer. That's a really good answer. And I'll tell you, there's so much happening that if you're not creating attention and you're not being intentional about informing yourself, it just passes you by.
100%.
I mean, there are, you saw the deal with Mercy that they linked up with the Whole Health Institute mm-hmm. for $700 million. The home office is opening up in the next 6 months.
Yeah.
It hasn't even opened yet.
No.
And they're calling for, they hadn't really said, but 10 to 30,000 jobs over the next X amount of years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you take 30,000 jobs, that's 90,000 people. That's the size of Bentonville. So then what other infrastructure and amenities changes mm-hmm. are going to have to happen? And so you're exactly right. The role of a real estate professional in the future is not only to know the transactional side,
mm-hmm.
but to be able to help people assimilate into our community in a fast and meaningful way.
And not just as a real estate agent, but as a resident of yep. Northwest Arkansas, I'm excited about what's happening. And I think it's important to try to convey that
Absolutely.
To people moving into the area and also people who've been here a while that maybe don't know all the new and exciting things
Absolutely.
That are coming up.
Absolutely. And you know, we're a lot of times we're the first people that they interact with. And so let's let that excitement lead over to them. And let's get them excited
mm-hmm.
because there's a lot of reasons that people should be excited.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you're a true professional. And I really look forward to continuing to get to know you. Mm-hmm. and to work with you. I think the future for you is really, really bright. I really do. I think that, you know, your get it done, take charge, type A attitude blended with your work ethic and your care and concern for people
mm-hmm.
is huge.
Appreciate that.
It's true. It is true. And everybody else feels the same way. Brandy texted me the other day and told me that. And, you know, I think also, you have a real unique perspective because you have known this area. Then you left, then you came back 2 years ago, and you kind of got it.
What a difference.
Learned
it. It's true.
And so what better person to teach new people coming into the area about how to take advantage of our area, because you just did it 2 years ago.
There's a reason I moved back.
Yeah.
Okay. And moved my family here. Yeah. Thank you. Good things are happening in Northwest Arkansas, and I'm excited to be a part of it.
Me too. All right. Thanks for sitting down.
Of course. Of course.
Great job.
Thank you.
Great job. Trav. Are we live?
We're live.
We are live.
So people that don't know Travis Rowe, hey, they're not relevant in this world is what I'll say. Trav came over and he was the dadgum principal broker of a firm and led a large number of agents. And every single one of those agents that he led talks extremely highly of him. And so I remember whenever somebody had dropped a hint like, dude, Travis Rowe wants to talk to you. I remember being like, hell yeah, you know, because you can tell by an individual based on what other people say about them if he is technically or she is technically over them. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so I had always just heard, like, you know, just really good stuff. And so I met with Trav and we hit it off right off the bat, and Brandy. But Trav and I just hit it off right off the bat. And what struck me about you is your action-oriented professionalism. Just the get-it-done attitude. I'm here to be a professional. I'm here to give you the best shot at an opportunity that you could possibly get. I know my business. There's no drama. It is all about repping your clients.
Absolutely.
To get them exactly what they need.
Mm-hmm.
No bullshit. No. All about you.
For sure.
And I just thought, golly, I want to work with this guy. So thank you for joining the brokerage.
Well, thanks for having me.
We're just like, it was such a huge get for us to get you, man.
Yeah. Well, it's been awesome for me to be here.
Sure.
I going through that, you know, managing an office and managing agents, it's just not where my passion is. And this sort of became a conflict for me to be able to just rep my clients and serve and take care of their needs. It was something else on my plate that I didn't really need. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what was funny is, you know, agencies try to recruit me and that sort of thing. Never got recruited from Collier. The Collier draws people in because they're doing real estate right. You see that in the agents that are working here. It's the culture that I wanted to be a part of. And so, you know, I just kind of had that point in time where I was like, look, I don't need to be managing other agents. I just need to be staying true to what I love and am passionate about, and that's taking care of my clients. And Collier was the perfect place for me to do that. And so
we both benefited.
Yeah, absolutely.
I probably did more than you, but nonetheless, I'll take it.
Not at all.
And so you and Brandy, your wife, work together.
Yep, correct.
And then you have a son, little Levi.
Mm-hmm.
But then you also have another.
Joby, 13.
Son. I couldn't mm-hmm. remember his name.
Yep.
Joby.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all live up in Benton County.
Yes, East right? Rogers in the Montanay area around Beaver Lake.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And y'all like to be out on the lake.
We love it. We love it. So building a house there right now, actually on the lake. So we've had the land and the dock for quite a while, and so it's finally coming to fruition.
Is that
building
right?
That home. Oh, yeah. So,
oh, yeah. Yep.
Got awesome. Retaining walls going in right now as we speak. The slab's there, so about to start framing probably next week or so. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, Trav. Good times.
Like, all right, and so you do a lot of new construction stuff, too.
Definitely.
You do regular, mm-hmm. or not regular, you do existing inventory, but you do quite a bit of new construction.
Yeah,
you understand that market.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, you know, considering that 60% of new construction was sold last year in Northwest Arkansas,
mm-hmm.
what you're seeing in the market, what is it that you feel like a real estate agent needs to understand? What value do they need to provide looking forward to 2025, 26, 27 in Northwest Arkansas? What do you think the future of a real estate professional looks like?
Well, it's always, I've always been, and I don't think that'll ever change. It's always clients first. It's what their needs are. I look at each, everyone's different. So, you know, I'm a Dave Ramsey endorsed agent, and we were filling out these questionnaires the other day. And one of those questions was, What's your strategy or your process whenever you're working with buyers and sellers? And it's like, there's not a cut and paste process. Mm-hmm. Every buyer, every seller, every transaction is different. Yeah. And so I customize that. It's all about listening and figuring out what their needs are, where they need to be, and helping them find out what's important to them and getting them there. If they're not from here and they don't know the area, it's my job to know where they would fit and thrive and love, and you know, whether it's the schools, it's the churches, it's the communities, it's the lifestyle they're looking for, whatever they need to be close to, that sort of thing. So just understanding that. So it's just listening. I was so proud. I had some clients when I first met them, and they were looking in Centerton, and they told me that we want to be in Centerton, and we started looking at houses in Centerton, and it was during COVID and prices were through the roof and everyone was getting outbid. And it was the time where there was this new construction backlog. And so people were paying 50, 75 grand over list for new for resales when they could get new construction for less, but they didn't have the 18 months to wait to get it built. And so when I realized, after talking to them and found out he's working in Tawnytown, but they're buying in Centerton, I said, buddy, coming from Centerton to Tawnytown is going to be a nightmare for you every day. Time away from your family, gas that you're spending. You know, I can put you in Tawnytown and I can put you in a new construction home that you don't have to wait for, because, you know, one of the great things about us at Collier is we've got our back office listings. And so we know about things that aren't even on the market. It's like, I know properties that you don't even know about. We won't be in a bidding war on it. I'm going to put you 5 minutes away from your work. You can go have lunch with your family every day.
That is truly the value.
Yeah.
It's curating
the
product, the experience, the lifestyle that you know your client needs.
Yeah.
And to make their quality of life high that otherwise they would just have no clue.
For sure.
But so to answer that question, Trav, you know, the future of a real estate professional is just that.
Yeah.
And I love that you said that, because it is understanding the community. It is helping them assimilate as fast as possible.
Yep.
It is knowing all the details about them and their family, whether it's schools, healthcare, whatever job, to put them in the right location for the most appreciation and quality of life.
Correct. Correct. Yeah.
Then the other side of it is, it's not just sitting back and going, I'll keep watching the MLS. It is creating that opportunity, and that is the value of the real estate agent.
Yeah, yeah.
It is creating the opportunity.
Yeah.
It is going and it is checking Collier Connect, or it is picking up the phone and going, hey, look, this is the perfect house for my client.
Yep.
Can we possibly work a deal?
For sure.
And it is picking up the phone and doing it is creating these opportunities that are otherwise unavailable.
Yeah. And it's just what fuels my fire, like to put them in that situation and to know that, like, we just hit it out of the park, and it fuels my fire. It makes me so happy, and it's 100% why I do what I do.
And you're good at it, bro.
Well, I just love doing it. So easy to be good at doing something when you love it.